kind of a weekly tradition here on the show when shared experiences or a shared restroom even could lead to a love connection. But what if you don't get a name or number in the moment?
How do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey. You send it out into the universe. We find it. Bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
These all have a bathroom twist to them, just to let you know.
Okay. Similar qualities.
Yep,
Got it.
Man for woman. This one's titled Junk Caught in My Zipper.
Oh. Oh, already. Owie.
I had just gone into the restroom for a normal wee.
Okay.
Seconds later, the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, "Out! I have the runs! Out! For the love of God, come out, please!"
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Got me flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then because your kicking started splintering the door, I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my junk up in the process.
Ouch! Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. Can confirm.
Okay.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That is the only way to exit that situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only exit plan.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
And then you're never coming back.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Something's telling me she didn't notice. Something's telling me.
She was preoccupied.
She was preoccupied. Oh, dang.
But, you know, he was captivated.
He was. And such a gentleman.
Yes, for sure. It is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
You're right. Doesn't get much better here. Woman for man, solidarity to the man who also had his car pooped in.
Oh, gosh.
Share something in common out the gate.
Uh-huh.
When I smelled and retched at the surprise that had been left in my broken-in car, I knew instantly that I could Google for doo-doo in my car and that I would find someone that had had this terrible thing happen to them as well.
Oh my gosh, a shared experience.
She's looking for someone that understands.
Right.
And sure enough, you were the first hit when said terms are Googled for.
Oh, wow.
I read your post and I felt an immediate solidarity with you. My poor Honda Civic's been through a lot.
Oh, no.
Really, the gamut of auto drama that life can bring. Broken into more times than I care to recall. Towed and held hostage in the city tow lots.
Oh.
Borrowed by housemates. Commit a hit and run. Get pulled over.
Oh.
But this one truly tops it off.
Wow.
I know somewhere out there a person dropped a deuce in my car for absolutely no other reason. There was nothing to steal in the car. Than they could. Could you really be so malicious as to go on the driver's seat, barring me from moving the car and avoiding a ticket when the street cleaning comes around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's my post of solidarity to you, man who also had his car pooped in. If by chance you see this posting, maybe you can drop me a line and we can meet for coffee. You can show me your hair braids. And I'll show you my cute fetish boots.
Oh.
We can transform this difficult experience into a magical synchronicity that we wouldn't trade the world for.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. Really, truly making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to find a silver lining. Like, maybe this is going to be my path to finding my soulmate.
Could it be the same person that went in your car that went in mine?
Could be. Don't know.
Oh. So whether you met in an awkward restroom exchange.
Yeah.
Or you share the same pooed in the car experience.
You know what? I think she's had a time with this Honda Civic. Maybe it might be time to trade it in and get a new one. It might be time.
Yep. You can always be sure that this is
Craigslist